Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Some members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation say they want Congress to hear directly from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Congressman Jim McGovern says Mueller's report reveals a culture of lies by President Trump and those working for him. McGovern spoke with Jill Kaufman on Radio Boston this afternoon.
Well, look, I think it's a sad day for the presidency and it's a sad day for our nation. You know, this comes down to whether you think Russia interfering with our election and the Trump team welcoming and rewarding their help is wrong. And the president might not think it's wrong and his team might not think it's wrong, but I do. There were some disturbing elements in this report about his team lying, the president lying, asking people to lie. This report today is very damning.
When the Attorney General's four-page report came out, it was in March last month, Republicans criticized the Democrats, the left, for focusing so intently on the investigation for the past 2 years. And some members of your party said the findings then would lead to serious legal charges against the president. Do you think your party should have waited for this day, for this release of the actual investigation, and kept more of your energy on important congressional issues?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, one of the great things about Nancy Pelosi is that she has led a Democratic caucus that can walk and chew gum at the same time. So we have been moving on important issues. We've had a very productive first 100 days. So, you know, our energy hasn't all been devoted to this. What we've seen today is so disturbing that it requires a follow-up. We ought to have Bob Mueller come before the Congress and answer questions. And quite frankly, there are people in this administration who ought to come before Congress and answer questions. Look, this is a big deal. We had a foreign country basically attack our democracy and try to influence our election. You know, from what we're reading in this report, you can't rule out collusion. And I guess the best you can say is that some of the Trump team were useful idiots for Russia. And then in terms of obstruction of justice, it is very clear that if they thought he was not guilty of obstruction of justice, they would have stated it, and they do not state it.
All right, so but on collusion, and I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a lawmaker.
Neither am I.
You are a lawmaker, though. The term doesn't even exist in criminal
right.
law. So, but what
right.
we are looking at is a report that says, not infrequently, that certain things could not be determined. The evidence was weighed, and ultimate conclusions could not be made, which is what has influenced the results of this investigation. Do you think that there is any apology needed from the Democratic Party to the president?
No, absolutely not. Because we also learned from this report is that individuals that the Mueller team interviewed or whose conduct they investigated, including some associated with the Trump campaign, and I quote this, deleted relevant communications or communicated during the relevant period using applications that feature encryption or that do not provide for long-term retention of data or communication records. We also learned that people on the Trump team repeatedly lied and lied and lied and lied. We now know that the president himself instructed members of his team to lie. I mean, I think this is criminal. I think this is criminal. So that's my view. The fact that the president of the United States would conduct himself in this way, to me, is unconscionable.
So, Congressman McGovern, if you think this is criminal, what would be the next possible actions of a Democratic-led House? And if impeachment is among that, those options, I mean, what have you been discussing thus far?
Well, look, I think nothing is off the table. And I think what we need to do is we need to finish reading the 400 pages. Relevant committees need to be able to analyze that. And then we're going to have a serious discussion when we come back from our Easter Passover break.
Right. But, Congressman, your personal reaction, if you can make this, hours after the report has been released, do you, as a Democratic congressman in Massachusetts, support the going forward on impeachment proceedings?
Well, I would just simply say at this particular point, nothing is off the table. And I think clearly Mueller intended Congress to take a look at this new damning information and to decide whether it rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. This is a serious discussion that ought to be had.
Today, President Trump tweets, quote, no collusion, no obstruction for the haters and the radical left Democrats. Game over. And he uses this Game of Thrones style picture that came out with like a minute after the report or after A.G. Barr spoke. Is the game over for either side?
Well, first of all, the president lies. In fact, he's a pathological liar. That's a terrible thing to say, but it's the truth. What is stunning about this report is it really highlights the culture of corruption that exists in this White House and how this president believes he's not accountable to anybody. And so the game is not over. The American people are going to be able to read this. And I think even people who have tried to trust him and defend him over the years, this will give them, at a minimum, pause. Nobody should behave like this president has behaved. We all should expect better.
That's Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern speaking with Jill Kaufman on Radio Boston today.